拜登政府是否放宽对疫苗的专利限制引发讨论。美国印度社区关注印度疫情。美国支持台湾参与世界卫生大会。美东时间5月2号星期日，北京时间5月3号星期一，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。先来关注全球的新冠疫情。目前美国已经有超过1亿人，也就是近1/3的人口完成了新冠疫苗的接种，而同时一些新冠病例持续激增的地区，比如说印度，仍然面临着新冠疫苗短缺的困境。美国已经通过联合国疫�苗共享机制 COVAX 捐出了40亿美元来促进疫苗的公平分配，但是如果想在更多的地区大量生产新冠疫苗的话，可能还需要美国放宽对疫苗的专利限制。先来看美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
印度的新冠疫情危机肆虐不断，绝望的人们排队等候接种疫苗，每天的死亡人数攀升至3600人以上。
We are searching oxygen all over India, all over Delhi, to Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Haridwar, Jaipur, and all over nearby cities.
2020年10月，印度和南非向世界贸易组织提出了所谓的 TRIP 豁免提议，希望能让其他国家生产这些疫苗的仿制版本，但由于没有得到欧盟和美国支持，这一提案未能取得进展。美国已经有1亿人完全接种了新冠疫苗，但白宫新闻秘书沙奇周五在空军一号上说，总统拜登仍未决定是否豁免疫苗专利。
Our overall objective is to provide as much supply to the global community and do that in a cost-effective manner.
豁免专利的支持者包括拜登的民主党进步派和人道主义组织，他们表示，在全球对抗大流行的斗争中，这种做法可能会改变局面。
I think TRIPS waiver is one of the critical tools that can empower government to address the current situation of scarcity of supply.
但是政府也受到制药公司的压力。制药公司表示不放弃专利，而是通过加快现有的生产线并捐献疫苗才是支持有需要的国家的最快方法。一位行业发言人告诉美国之音，知识产权的放弃将无助于加快新冠疫苗的普及或解决真正的供应链和后勤限制等问题。甚至比尔盖茨这位亿万富翁慈善家，联合国为改善中低收入国家获得疫苗的 COVAX 机制背后的推手，也反对豁免专利。
It makes very little sense, and this is a mistake on his part. And sometimes we should listen to billionaires when it comes to things on global health, but sometimes we really shouldn't. And this is one where we don't want to listen.
为了减少全球疫苗不公平的现象，盖茨反而在推动技术转让，让私企投资于新的生产能力，并与新兴经济体分享技术诀窍。他在2月的慕尼黑安全会议上发表了讲话。
Part of the way to solve that inequity is to get factories in India.Up in full speed. That's already happening with AstraZeneca. It'll happen with two of the others. And to get the financing.
放弃疫苗专利的提案得到了80多个世贸组织成员、60位前国家元首和100位诺贝尔奖获得者的支持，并将再次成为5月5日举行的世贸组织总理事会议的焦点。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
白宫国家安全顾问杰克·沙利文在周五表示，美国不认为中国在气候变化方面的合作是在帮忙。沙利文在阿斯彭安全论坛网络研讨会上说，对气候变化采取行动是世界上每个大国的基本责任。美国官员曾表示，与北京就气候问题进行合作，不会削弱美国要求中国对其他问题负责的努力，包括经济和人权侵犯行为。沙利文说，3月份拜登与日本、澳大利亚和印度领导人举行的第一次四方会谈是拜登政府成立100天以来的主要成就之一。 在今年世界卫生大会召开前夕，全球各地支持台湾参与大会的声浪也正在不断的增强。每年一度的世界卫生大会将在五月下旬举行，台湾因为对新冠肺炎的防疫表现而得到了国际社会更多的支持。布莱斯星期五在推特上发文说，台湾在防控新冠病毒的杰出表现及他对个人防护设施的捐助，证明他对全球卫生的强力贡献。我们需要在世界卫生大会上听到台湾的声音。美国国会两党议员在今年大会前也加大支持力度，不仅提出支持台湾参与世界卫生组织的相关法案，希望各国共同呼吁世卫组织邀请台湾参加今年的世界卫生大会。目前正值穆斯林斋月，中国在新疆关押维吾尔穆斯林的行为引起国际关注。39岁的维吾尔人热那古利艾尼因为在父亲去世时做过礼拜并读了古兰经而被中国政府逮捕入狱，判刑17年。而他原本在马来西亚攻读博士学位的妹妹艾比努尔艾尼来到美国会见前国务卿蓬佩奥，希望呼吁中共当局释放被无辜关押的维吾尔人。来看美国之音记者刘恩民和许湘云的报道。
这是我姐姐，她叫热那古利艾尼，她维吾尔名字是热那古利艾尼。她今年是39岁，她有两个儿子，一个是9岁，还有一个是14岁。她是2018年8月份被中国当地的中国政府被抓走，到现在是我们家人或者是我都没有见过她一面。然后在集中营2年半之后，他们给她判了17年。家人说的原因是因为2013年我爸爸去世的时候，我也在，说我姐姐当时是作为老师在做过礼拜，所以判了给了7年。然后有人看过他读了《古兰经》，是我们的，这是我们穆斯林的那书，所以就是再加10年，然后是17年。我就跟他说，我们真的是很需要你的帮助，希望你们能帮我们，就是结束，这是中国政府的，就是停止中国政府的这个种族灭绝，帮我们救我们家人。然后他就说了，其实我们知道这些情况，我们可能知道的比你还要多。就是农亩，就是大多数是70%都是棉花，然后我们南疆全都是棉花。从小学开始，我们每一年1到2个月，我们是强迫劳动。这个劳动就叫强迫劳动，就是维吾尔语也好，中国就叫强迫劳动。我们起码到1到2个月，我们会捡棉花，免费的。如果万一生病了或者是什么原因去不了的话，还要交钱的。是记得我小学的时候，就是我的任务，我们的每个人的任务50公斤的棉花，那是一大包，这么一大包。尤其是奥运会，它有自己的这个价值的。但是像中国政府这样一个国家，有这样一个政府的一个国家，自己的老百姓就是因为种族不同或者宗教不同，这样人就是人就不，这个不只是人权侵，就是人权侵权，这个已经是种族灭绝了。就是无辜的几百万个人在他们的集中营，在每天受苦受难的时候，如果要是其他的这个就是民主国家还能让他们就是办这个奥运会的话，我觉得也是一个很可耻的一个事情。 觉得一个是可能中国政府认为他们失败去通话维吾尔人前70年，所以他们会这次就是拿出来这么不同的各种办法来去就是通话我们，无论是关在集中营去洗脑，或者是把女性80后的以后的女性全部就是 sterilize， 或者是教育，从教育出手，把维吾尔族学校全部改到中文学校。在世界上有很多国家，就是不同的文族、不同的宗族、不同的文化，就是可以就是互相尊重，可以同存，可以这样繁荣的，根本不需要你灭绝了一个民族来去就是庞大自己的主权，根本不需要这样子的。
目前国际社会也正在采取行动，谴责中国在新疆关押维吾尔穆斯林和强迫劳动的行为。美国、英国、欧盟已经对新疆棉花采取制裁措施。美国之音记者许湘云对华盛顿地区的民众进行了随机采访，来看一看美国民众对于新疆棉花的看法。
Not only persecuted, but, you know, being forced to genocidal conditions where people, you know, are being forced sterilization and where people are being, you know, monitored and tracked in a really high degree. So I think I certainly don't agree with it. I think it's a really terrible way to treat people.
If I was aware looking at a product that this would be coming from those camps, yes, I would make that conscious decision. If I cannot make that out, just...during my regular shopping experience, that would probably not cross my mind.
And I wish there was a way for some organizations from the world, some world organizations to go in and put a stop to it, or at least check it. I think it's disgraceful.
We have a lot of laws in the United States that could hold corporations liable if they used human trafficking or forced labor in their supply chains.
Well, these laborers that are making these products in China,are all bought by consumers in America and other places, so we need to connect those dots and realize that rather than boycotting and yelling at them, there are things that we need to do ourselves to be able to solve these issues and to smooth out these roadblocks because we're the ones buying these products.
Because, all along there has been an awareness about that not just China but other places are engaged in these things, but particularly in the Chinese case because of...the fact that it's not just labor or economic matters, but also the fact that there's something more of a political.
There are plenty of other Southeast Asian countries that produce garments very cost effectively that I would prefer to buy from than China.
So obviously, the United States and China, we have a very complicated relationship, but those are certainly not practices that I want to support.With my dollar. So I do try to be more of an informed consumer when it comes to those types of things.
We can comment on each other's policies and possibly on a public forum like United Nations, we can express our opinions. But I think we should strictly restrict our interference into other countries' sovereignty. I don't want you coming into my country and telling me how to live life. I wouldn't want to go to China and tell them how to live their life.
I don't think they care if people are disgusted with the way they're treating humans.So I wish we could. I think there is. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just don't think it's going to do any good right now.
They could bring lawsuits against corporations that are using the forced labor in their supply chains. So that's one way that I think the U.S. could probably crack down on what's happening right now.
It's decisions that we make as consumers walking into these stores. So we need to be able to understand the connections between these issues and to be able to make these things change in the right way. Because if we continue to buy things from these stores,They're not going to change anything because they're continuing to make a profit and they're continuing business as usual.
再来关注新冠疫情，印度的新冠疫情依然在迅速蔓延，周六新增感染病例将近40万人，也目前只有2%的印度人口接种了新冠疫苗。美国之音记者海伦和莫菲在首都华盛顿周边的一个印度裔美国人聚集的地区采访了他们对于印度现状的看法。一些人提到了美国对印度的疫苗方面的援助，而且美国对于是否放宽疫苗的专利也还没有最终的定论。来看具体内容。
印度新冠疫情的现状不容乐观，每天将近4000的死亡人数牵动着人心。我们来到了首都华盛顿附近一处印度裔美国人比较聚集的地区，采访了他们对于自己祖国疫情的看法。很多人都有朋友和家人还在印度，他们也告诉我们，他们也认识感染了新冠病毒甚至是因此死亡的人。不过很多人表示，美国政府已经开始为印度提供所需的援助，包括呼吸机、治疗药物以及用来生产疫苗的原材料等等。而在疫苗方面，对于是否要放宽新冠疫苗的专利来方便包括印度在内的其他国家大规模生产，仍存在争议。下面我们就一起来看一下美国之音的详细报道。
印度的新冠疫情危机肆虐不断，绝望的人们排队等候接种疫苗，每天的死亡人数攀升至3600人以上。
We are searching oxygen all over India, all over Delhi, to Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Haridwar, Jaipur, and all over nearby cities.
2020年10月，印度和南非向世界贸易组织提出了所谓的 TRIP 豁免提议，希望能让其他国家生产这些疫苗的仿制版本，但由于没有得到欧盟和美国支持，这一提案未能取得进展。美国已经有1亿人完全接种了新冠疫苗，但白宫新闻秘书沙奇周五在空军一号上说，总统拜登仍未决定是否豁免疫苗专利。
Our overall objective is to provide as much supply to the global community and do that in a cost-effective manner.
豁免专利的支持者包括拜登的民主党进步派和人道主义组织，他们表示，在全球对抗大流行的斗争中，这种做法可能会改变局面。
I think the TRIPS waiver is one of the critical tools that can empower government to address the current situation of scarcity of supply.
但是政府也受到制药公司的压力。制药公司表示不放弃专利，而是通过加快现有的生产线并捐献疫苗才是支持有需要的国家的最快方法。一位行业发言人告诉美国之音，知识产权的放弃将无助于加快新冠疫苗的普及或解决真正的供应链和后勤限制等问题。甚至比尔盖茨这位亿万富翁慈善家，联合国为改善中低收入国家获得疫苗的 COVAX 机制背后的推手，也反对豁免专利。
It makes very little sense, and this is a mistake on his part. And sometimes we should listen to billionaires when it comes to things on global health, but sometimes we really shouldn't. And this is one where we don't want to listen.
为了减少全球疫苗不公平的现象，盖茨反而在推动技术转让，让私企投资于新的生产能力，并与新兴经济体分享技术诀窍。他在2月的慕尼黑安全会议上发表了讲话。
Part of the way to solve that inequity is to get factories in India.Up in full speed. That's already happening with AstraZeneca. It'll happen with two of the others. And to get the financing.
放弃疫苗专利的提案得到了80多个世贸组织成员、60位前国家元首和100位诺贝尔奖获得者的支持，并将再次成为5月5日举行的世贸组织总理事会议的焦点。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
再来关注美墨边境的移民问题。今年年初以来，经由美墨边境非法进入美国的人数激增。仅在3月一个月，边防人员就在南部边境拦截了近17万名非法入境者。在德克萨斯州的休斯敦市，警方上周在当地的一处民宅中发现了90多名疑似偷渡进入美国的人，其中还有人出现感染新冠病毒的症状。警方在第一时间向他们实施了救助，并且展开调查。来看报道。
Over 90 people in a two-story home that they were like, they could barely stand. They had to ask permission for the restroom. deplorable condition. Some of them hadn't eaten in 3 days and haven't had water. So some of them needed medical attention, dehydration. Our officers immediately took the time to take money out of their pocket, buy the water for the victims. And the food. So we were able to feed them. There's a reason why we can't identify the suspects right now, because people don't want to identify them out of fear. Okay, so we have to know that human trafficking is something that people fear, and they're afraid that their loved ones will be hurt.
德克萨斯州长阿伯特曾在上个月表示，希望拜登政府恢复一些特朗普政府时期的移民政策，比如说继续修建美墨边境墙来遏制非法移民潮。现任国土安全部长马约卡斯也曾表示，拜登政府正在考虑堵住边境墙的缺口。但是分析人士认为，边境墙对于解决移民危机来说可能还远远不够。来看美国之音记者门多萨的报道。
My family has been in ranching since 1885 here in Arizona.
吉姆·齐尔顿的牧场绵延200公里。
This land over here is Mexico, and this, of course, over here is Arizona, United States. Before they put in the wall, before Biden stopped it, all this area...had drug packers coming through. And these drug packers now come around the wall. They go right up this way and towards Aravaca.
在美国和墨西哥之间建墙是特朗普政府的当务之急。国会在2021会计年度预算中也批准了超过$10 亿的工程费用。但拜登总统认为这座墙只是浪费钱。他冻结那些资金，并停止任何筑墙工程，作为他担任总统的首要行动之一。
I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country, particularly in the area of immigration.
希尔顿家族表示，没有边界墙，他们的土地成为非法移民容易进入美国的地带。
En la noche pasan personas con pacas grandes. No podemos decir de seguro qué es que traen, pero mucha gente.
在德克萨斯大学工作的前边界巡逻员维克多·曼加雷斯说，如果有一堵完工的墙，有一个介于美墨之间实在具体的障碍物，那可能意味着较少的非法入境，并减轻不断保持警惕和监视的需要。
And so the message was hope.On that and a relaxing, and part of that hope was a relaxing of some kind of security measures on that. So,
但即使边界墙的完工区段，也无法将人们拒于门外。这个23岁的女子唯恐被报复而自称为艾丽西亚。她攀越了有墙的区段之一，她受了伤，是试图穿越边界进入美国而受重伤或死亡的人之一。
Iba cruzando el muro del, era la parte más alta del muro cuando.Me caí de como de 10 metros de altura. Después de que caí, duré ahí como una hora en el frío. Luego llegaron los de migración y me llevaron al hospital. Y estuve como 15 días en el hospital. Y luego así fue como me trajeron acá a Casalita.
并非每个住在边界一带的人都支持造墙，但齐尔顿家族表示，他们认为这对确保他们的安全非常重要。
Quisiera ver lo...completar este trabajo.
但即使是边界墙支持者也承认，美国移民问题的真正解答需要通过立法在华盛顿展开，而不是以边界墙的形式。
Not only at the federal level, but I think you're starting to see that in the local areas where they're saying, "Hey, we can't keep up with the flow of people."
美国之音记者门多萨巴莱报道。
在拜登总统的基础设施建设方案中，有超过$1000亿计划用于改善铁路交通系统。上周五是美国国家铁路客运公司成立50周年，拜登总统专程到费城火车站参加庆祝仪式。他指出，基础设施建设将增强美国的竞争力，而美国国家铁路客运公司可以在整体运输和未来经济转型中发挥核心作用，并用这些投资使美国重回正轨。来看报道。
We have a huge opportunity here to provide fast, safe, reliable, clean transportation in this country. And transit is part of the infrastructure. And like the rest of our infrastructure, we're way behind the rest of the world right now. We need to remember we're in competition with the rest of the world.To do more than just build back, we have to build back better. And today we have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to position Amtrak and rail and inner-city rail as well in general to play a central role in our transformation and transportation economic future.
随着新冠疫苗的普及，加州的疫情数字出现了迅速的好转。州长纽森决定6月15号进一步重开加州经济，而现在位于加州的迪士尼乐园也在时隔13个月后重新开放，为游客带来惊喜。目前的游客还仅限加州本地的居民，并且执行了社交距离等防疫措施。一起来看一看。
Greatest feeling ever. We were here exactly 415 days ago on closing day, March 13th. And I promised my daughter that we would be back here on opening day, and I made it happen.
It's been great. We've been able to get on a lot of rides. I think the low capacity...is helping. We were worried this morning, so we did get here at 6 a.m. But they let people in early, so that was nice.
I love that you guys keep your 6 feet distance. Thank you so much for that, friends. And welcome back to Disneyland.
I felt very safe inside. Everybody's keeping their social distances. The rides, lines are amazing. There's cast members telling you where to be, where to stand. I feel really comfortable.
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。